Carr, Whitey, Jimmy. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
McCormick for a late consolation goal. Nice duck behind Grant. Run down from behind. And the Pies play party poopers. Collingwood finishes their season on a high. Devastation for the Crows.
Maybe party poopers for the Crows, but they were party pies last night and the wash-up for the celebration for the end of the season. Ash Brazel was a big part of that for the Magpies yesterday at the Holden Centre as they defeated the Crows by 21 points. She's been a revelation and one of the givers of positive energy throughout the Magpies campaign. She joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Ash.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
How'd you pull up after the game yesterday, Ash?
Yeah, I'm good. Body's a little bit sore, but about to head into netball training, so I'm ready to go again.
Well, this is the thing with you. Your footy season is over, but you move straight into netball season. How do you get your head around that?
I don't really know. I've just been riding the wave, I guess. It's just, I don't know, I'm just excited about it all. There's only 4 weeks, so to the netball actually really start. So, yeah, I've got still a few more weeks to get my groove back and no tackling anyone on the court.
Hey, shouldn't do that.
Hey, Ash, I'm going to ask you a pretty simple question, but a difficult one at the same time.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Are you a footballer? Are you a netballer?
Well, yesterday I was a footballer, but today I'm a netballer. So it changes every day. And also changes during the day and what time it is. But I don't know, my whole career that I've played netball, everyone has said that I play my netball like I'm a footballer. But then after my first game of footy the other week, everyone was telling me I play like a netballer. So it is a bit confusing, but I'm definitely loving it.
Ash, what have you taken out of each sport that's helped you cross over? Is it the conditioning of football helped in some way to the netball, or the netball sort of that rapid change of direction helped in your football?
Yes to both. I think I feel like I've become a lot more stronger since being in the football program, and I think when I'm on the court, I can definitely tell. Like, I've always been one of the small ones on the netball court, so have been thrown around a little bit easier. But, yeah, on the footy field, I'm one of the bigger ones, so it's definitely different. And agility-wise on the netball court definitely helps with my football. So whenever I do get ball in hand, I'm always trying to dodge around players, which is great.
And how have you assessed Collingwood's season? You've beaten the big sides, but just struggled a little bit against the sides that are probably about your level.
Yeah, it's a bit frustrating, to be completely honest. You know, when you play the, I think last week, Brisbane were coming second, and to beat them, and this week to kick Adelaide out of the grand final, it is tough because you're losing to Carlton, who are at the bottom of the ladder. So, yeah, it is frustrating, but I guess it's exciting to see where our team can go. Like, we finished strong. It would be worse if we started strong and then finished off pretty quiet. So I think we're headed in the right direction, and I think, like, for us now, it's about keeping the group together and seeing where we can actually take this group and just keeping that momentum going. Like, in the end, we had a game plan that worked. So, like, if we continue that into 2019, like, I think we'd be a team to be reckoned with.
Ash, I just want to go back to what we were talking about this football netball thing, because it is fascinating, and it is a real achievement to be able to play two top line sports. It is quite amazing. But I'm interested from a netball point of view, were netball accepting of you having a go at football and saying, yep, we're happy for you to do that, and then come back obviously to netball once it's time to play netball?
They definitely are now. It did take a bit of pushing over a few people to actually get where I am. But yeah, netball, they were the first people I had to ask for permission to see if this could actually happen. And we spoke to different lawyers, insurance companies, like what would happen, because I was on a 2-year contract with the netball side, so I was already in it. So they were all just concerned if I did get injured, how would my season pull up for netball? Once they knew why I actually wanted to play and that I've always loved it and it's always been a dream of mine, my coach, I think that's really all she wanted to hear. She was more concerned that, like, at the time I didn't make the Australian team and it was on the back of that. But then once I told her how much I love footy, she was pretty good and just let me run with it.
So the next part of that is, as a result of playing, I know you're injured for part of it, but as a result of playing, will it make you a better netballer? Will you be fitter? Will you be stronger? Has there been things you've picked up in footy that you could potentially put into netball? What's your view on that?
Yeah, definitely. And I think just like obviously with footy, it's such a bigger ground, but when you're on the netball court, it's so much smaller, it's so much faster, the ball's coming down so much quicker. But yeah, since I've been with football, I feel like I've been able to read the play better. And I don't know if that is because I've just become a little bit more stronger and been able to a bit more powerful towards the ball. But like it's already helped my game, and we're only in practice matches at the moment. So I'm a lot fitter, so that's a good thing, being in mid-court. But yeah, it's definitely helped, and I'm still yet to like know how and why it's helped this much. But yeah, I've definitely noticed a difference.
How different is the dynamic, Braz, between the netball girls and the football girls? You're one of 7 on court, the netball, one of 16 out there on the field during a game, but let alone the club life. How different is it from a perspective of being a teammate of two different sports?
Oh, it's definitely different. I think, like, with netball, I've got 9 teammates, and on my footy team, I've got 30. So it took me a while to get to know everyone's name on the footy team, but I got there eventually. And, yeah, it's been unreal to get to know these my football team, because I've grown up with my netball girls, and, like, I've known majority of them since I was 16, and we've been in the same program year after year, and we kind of come a bit, like, institutionalised. Like, we know what to say, when to say it. And then I go into the football environment, and these girls have only been in this world for 2 years, and it's so raw and it's so refreshing. And like, I love both teams for 2 different reasons. And it's just made me so much more happier in both sports.
Well, I'm pretty sure they love you back. Don't you worry about that, Braz. Any truth to the rumour before we let you go that there was a worm off last night in the post-game celebrations, perhaps?
Little one.
Did the worm?
That was pretty good. I was surprised you didn't get involved half.
No, my worming days are over. But it was very interesting to see you girls getting involved in the worm activity. Well played yesterday, Braz.
Thank you.
Always great to chat with you. You're one of the great energy givers in sport, I reckon, from what I've come across in my time. And we look forward to seeing how you go now for the Magpies in Suncorp Super Netball.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.